received a call just after 4 o'clock that there was smoke filling the building. And on arrival, we had light smoke showing from the roof. This is a large building, so it was concerning to us early on that we had so much smoke inside the building. It takes a lot of smoke to fill that volume. And crews made it up to the top and couldn't find the fire and on the interior, and then eventually went to the roof and found that the fire was actually under the roof membranes in the roof structure itself, the trusses up there. And there were some really large air handling units, but the fire was underneath, which caused some real difficulty for our crews to get underneath there and extinguish the fire.
So at this point, it seems like you've zeroed down an area where it started, but as far as cause, is there anything new on that?
No. We know that the fire started on the roof, and there was construction going on in the area. And so we have investigators, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office are working with our fire investigators today to see if they can pinpoint the exact fire cause.
And I know you guys do just a ton of training all the time, but you know, for an incident like this, is there really a lot of training that can prepare you for something like that, especially when you're dealing with that part of the library that was built in the 1920s?
So one of the things that's very interesting about the fire yesterday was how labor-intensive it was. The only way to the roof that we had at the beginning, because our ladders wouldn't reach, we only have one ladder that would reach, was to climb up the scaffolding that they had for the construction. So in full gear and air packs, our members were hiking up the equivalent of 5 stories, and taking equipment with them, and then doing extremely hard manual labor on the roof. And so the fire escalated not in terms of size of the fire itself, but in terms of the difficulty it was for our members to get up there and do work. Thankfully, we had great response from Riley County Fire, Fort Riley Fire, Blue Township Fire Department, and Geary County Fire Department. And then as well as all the other emergency services partners that came to help us.
And I'm sure that was a big reason why I think in your press release you said really overall about a 4-hour fight on this one.
Yeah, it really was. And we were still dealing with some hot spots up until early this morning, just due to the location and getting up in there. And once again, those weather conditions were just not ideal, especially for that type of work, as strenuous as it was. And not only our people, but the other fire departments came to help. They really worked hard yesterday. They were really proud of our people and the work that they did.
And as far as weather conditions, you're mainly just talking about being a warmer day?
Yeah, 90 degrees on a roof in full gear after hiking equipment up there. We had to rotate crews a lot. We sent them through rehab, which is where we get them checked out by Riley County EMS personnel and get them cooled down and try to lower their core body temperature and make sure all their vital signs are within normal limits before we allow them to go back to work, make sure nobody gets injured or heat stroke out there while they're doing this.
Now let's move on to another big question a lot of folks have right now, as far as, and I know it's still relatively early in all this, as far as probably especially the investigation, but as far as damage, what do we know so far?
Well, I think we're going to probably be able to come up with an estimate soon for the amount of fire damage, but I think when we talk about damage to the contents of the building, and damage from the water that ran down throughout the building, I think probably it will be some time, and I think K-State will probably have to be the ones to come up with that. I just don't think that's going to be within the scope of what we're going to be able to determine.
As far as what you'll be able to determine, you said soon. You got any sort of timeline on that?
I'm hopeful that by later this afternoon we'll have a preliminary estimate, at least on just fire damage.
Were you able to see, as far as some of the damage to contents that you're aware of? I thought I heard somewhere that there was possible water damage to all 5 floors, and I don't know if that includes existing books and those sort of things. What can you tell us there?
Well, we pre- preliminary reports are that the books that were irreplaceable in the stacks that had some historical value weren't damaged, but we do know there's water throughout the building on all floors, and the lowest floor had some considerable damage, and we just don't know the extent of that yet, but smoke and water damage throughout the entire building.
But again, just to hear that again, you said as far as those historical documents, the preliminary report is that a lot of those are safe.
That's correct. There were apparently some historical books or irreplaceable books that were in the stacks portion of the library, and we're hearing that area stayed relatively dry.
Well, that's definitely a silver lining, because yesterday it seemed like that it didn't look good on that front.
We're hopeful, but you know it's really too early until we get people in there. At this point, their carbon monoxide is still high enough in the building that we only can go in with our air packs on. And so once we start to get that carbon monoxide cleared out of there, and we get people in there from the library to actually assess some of that damage, we just won't know a whole lot.
And you talked about all the great work, just not only MFD, but a lot of partners around the area, because that sort of thing. I mean, whatever damage that has happened is terrible, but it really seemed like that could have been just a lot worse of a situation.
Yeah, we had some things go really well for us yesterday. The fire sprinkler system operated in a portion of the attic and helped keep the fire in check. So that was helpful in itself. And then, all of our emergency partners just came and went right to work and did so much to support Manhattan Fire Department. We absolutely appreciate all their support.
Because is that one of those situations where if there isn't that sort of coordinated attack on a fire like that, it seemed like it could have been just a difference of maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes of that being really out of control.
Yeah, I think we were very lucky. I think as warm as it was yesterday, which was a negative in terms of being difficult for the firefight, we didn't have high winds. I think that was helpful for us. We had some building construction things with the way the fire sprinkler was and some spaces that were separated that helped us out. But yes, you know, anytime you're dealing with a fire like that in a building of that size, minutes count, and everybody having a coordinated effort to extinguish the fire is makes the difference in whether or not we have a building standing today or not.
Especially when you consider the contents being a library. I mean, there's a lot of fuel there.
That's absolutely true, and you're right. You know, Farrell Library is an older structure. I think built in the 20s. So, it's an old building, which is good structurally, but sometimes provide some challenges when it comes to firefighting.
All right. Anything else on this issue that I didn't bring up or you wanted to say?
I don't think at this point. I think that pretty well covers it.
All right. Well, and again, I was there for a little bit yesterday, and then definitely send my well wishes to everybody and good thoughts, because, I mean, everybody did a really great job.
Just want to commend you all. I appreciate that, Brady. So.
All right.
Yeah. Let us. I apologize that I wasn't more responsive to everybody. That normally I'm usually keep myself out of the business enough where I can help everybody out, but that just wasn't the case yesterday.
Well, like I said, I understand you had your hands full. So.
All right. Anything else? You let me know.
We'll do. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
Bye.